Totally Wasted News.
I'm so wasted.
Here's Brad, John, and Stony Joe.
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you?
Hey, man, I appreciate you playing Touch of Grey, because Dead and Company finished out the show in Phoenix with that one the other night, man. I was live streaming that one. Buddy, you emailed it to me.
Well, we play that, actually, Touch of Grey. Stony Joe is here for Totally Wasted News because, well, gray is one of the Washington State University colors, gray and crimson.
That's what color my eyes are.
Well, always crimson, yes. Yeah, they're always. And the hair is gray, too.
Getting there.
Yeah. Washington State University, we got you in here because they got a job for you, Stony Joe. We've been trying to get the perfect gig for you for years now, and here we go. Wazoo needs some pot-smoking volunteers for a breathalyzer study they're going to do. Now, they're going to pay, and I'll tell you that in a second.
Breathalyzer?
Yes, breathalyzers. They're studying breathalyzers there. They want to develop a breathalyzer for pot at Washington State University. As part of the study, volunteers are going to be asked to answer questions regarding food, drink, and other edibles they have recently consumed. So they're going to ask you, you know, what's in your diet, what you've had to eat lately.
Over the weekend, I had a big bag of Sour Patch Kids. You know, the watermelon flavor, man. Those are addicting. You can't eat just one of them. You got to keep going.
You are a grown man, aren't you?
Plus, you guys cook a lot of hot dogs, don't you?
Yeah, we're for the 92 days of summer. Occasionally, we'll go out there and we'll have some of those Hempler bun busters and stuff.
I like getting 5 or 6 of those.
Yeah, we'll see you at many of the 92 days of summer stops, I'm sure.
I tell my friends.
Yeah, we see them. So they're going to ask you about your diet, and then they're also going to ask you, now this is important here, they're going to ask you to give preliminary breath and oral fluid samples at the Pullman Regional Hospital.
Whoa.
And you're also going to have to give some blood samples, too. What do you got? You got the A positive? You got the B positive? What do you got over there?
No, I never had the A's and B's. I was more like D's and D and F's and just straight F's.
Yeah, we're going to have a hard time getting you into Wazoo for this study.
I heard they're having rolling admissions. And for that, I think I would be perfect.
Participants are going to be asked to purchase marijuana from a state-licensed retail store. So you're going to have to buy your pot from a state-licensed retail store if you're going to participate in this study.
I knew there was a loophole. I knew there was bad news going to come. What about trades? Will they fund it to me? Can I drop a couple tapes on them or something, you know?
No, that's your usual mode. Will not work.
Because, I mean, I could trade them some great tapes from Winterland, stuff like that. I mean, real rare stuff,
No, you're not going to be able to do that. So you're going to have to buy the pot from a state-licensed store, and then you smoke it in a private residence. Now, this is important. You don't smoke it at Wazoo. You smoke it in your own private residence.
Why, they got wheat fields all over the place.
Smoke it in your own private residence until a personal self-assessed high is reached. So you will have to assess your own high.
Well, some people, that's a different level than other people. I mean, some people, it takes longer to get there.
Yeah.
You, me, we might be on different things.
I'm sure we are.
I mean, I usually know I'm high by the time I put on side two of the government mule. Then I know. Their live album's the best.
Once you assess your personal high, you've established you are there. You then return to the hospital. You go to the hospital once you're high. Go to the hospital by taxi so you can give additional samples.
Well, but by taxi?
You can wire Uber or Lyft or something like that.
My Uber rating is not real high right now. My Uber rating is kind of low. I guess they take
Well, you got to have a card,
yeah. And they don't accept Blockbuster.
No, yeah, you have to have a regular credit card.
But I'm interested in, I heard they offer double majors. Scooter's got a bong we call the double major, and I'd like to try it. No.
All right, now listen. So you're going to go back to the hospital, okay? And then you're going to give some additional samples there. And then so they get you squared away there. But here's something important. The marijuana will never come on to the Wazoo campus. You can't bring it there with you. and the researchers there cannot have any direct contact with it. Now, it says here, as an optional step, participants will also be asked to interact with the law enforcement volunteers and allow them to conduct the standard field sobriety test.
Wait a minute. You got to interact with the law enforcement?
You got to interact with the law enforcement.
Oh, no, man. You should have told me that first. I would have probably bounced out of that. I'm probably more fit for community college because the community I hang out with is a little more down with that than the cops, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, if you change your mind.
I wouldn't mind meeting Mike Leach, though, because I heard he's a pretty cool football coach and everything.
Mike Leach. There's a football
Mike
coach.
Leach.
No, Mike Leach. And he's an intense dude. I don't know. He's not going to have time for you. But if you change your mind, you're supposed to contact the university via email.
Yeah. They need an email address. Will my mom's address work?
Yeah, I'm sure your mom's address.
Yeah. And then they said someone told me to watch out for spam. Yes. I like spam.
And this is a paid gig.
And you know what? I'm interested in writing a new fight song instead of fight for Washington State. Light for Washington State.
All right. I know you want to know how much this thing pays. You're going to get $30 an hour for the first hour and $30 an hour for the first hour and $10 for every additional hour that you participate in smoking this marijuana.
Oh, man. Can we grandfather that in, or can we backdate that? Because if that's the case, I'd be a multimillionaire.
I'm so wasted.
Thank you, Stoney Joe.
Hey, Stoney Joe, where you going with that bud in your hand?
I thought we had a job for him.